item number 23 from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, relative to reclassing of existing position reallocations and non-representative positions, advancements of the pay range, and all revisions to executive compensation positions. Recommendations are to be implemented unless supervisors object.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, this is a continuation, actually, of the previous discussion to a certain extent, and that is that as the responsibilities and the job description and the extra requirements that have been placed upon the investigator's office, substantially reflecting the support that's been provided by the county board as it's directed in two areas, but the most significant change has occurred in our adopting the responsibility for witness protection in recent years. And because of that increased responsibility, there has been increased administrative responsibilities and additional investigators brought into the office. What, if I could just give you a sense of the skill set that I have sought over the years, I seek experienced officers, experienced investigators for a number of reasons. I would estimate that the collective experience of the DA's investigator's office is in excess of 250 to 300 years right now. That has tremendous benefit both to the office and to the community. But as the responsibilities have increased, that usually means that I'm bringing in individuals who have retired from other law enforcement careers. And it's extraordinarily difficult to get somebody, say, mid-level experience, 10 years or so of experience, to bring them in under the current pay scale. And so what we asked and what Human Resources did was just to objectively assess how our investigators compare with other law enforcement entities with comparable responsibilities and duties. They did so, and again, the skill set that they looked at that seemed most comparable actually compared not with say, for example, a sheriff's deputy, as the responsibilities have evolved. That doesn't mean that they don't share many responsibilities in common. For example, site security and making sure that our personnel are safe in the workplace and that our witnesses are protected while they're here and outside. But what it's most reflective of, and as they were comparing agencies, was actually an agent for the Division of Criminal Investigation, which oftentimes requires them to investigate more complex investigations. For example, if an attorney, a recent example would be an attorney who built the county for about $500,000. That required an extensive investigation, a skillful investigation. That person was held accountable. In recent years, we have led investigations in child welfare compliance that the state will tell you has resulted in probably a net savings of upwards of $90 million to the state that was directed at the county. These, again, are just complex investigations that require extensive skill sets and experience, quite frankly. And so that is the purpose of this request right here, so that we can continue to bring in top quality people to address these critical issues. And without implying anything about the wonderful people that work for me right now, so we can bring some youth in as well. So it requires that combination of skill and energy.
Ms. Mitchell, do you have anything to add to this? Item 23?
No one out at this time.
This doesn't require any action on our part unless someone objects. It's been authorized by the Human Resources Department. So are there any objections? If not, then thank you, Mr. Chisholm, for your time.
Thank you very much.